It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
All right, so welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Do we have a name for the pod? Is it just the Two Old Men and a Dog podcast?
Tom and a Dog.
Two Old Men.
I get it.
You got it?
All right, so today what we're going to do is we're going to tell you about women.
Okay.
Don't write this down.
A subject that we think we know a lot about.
We're going to tell you about women.
Don't write it down.
First off, a lot of this you may want to write down. we've been through a few things.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with some things that men do on dates that make women cringe. Not just roll their eyes.
But cringe.
This, yeah. We can all make them roll their eyes pretty easy.
Yeah, guys, this is stuff you definitely don't want to.
This is in the negative ghostwriter.
If you
want
to have a second date.
Yeah.
Staring at her boobs. I'm sorry, breasts. Oh, it's a podcast. Whatever.
Well, you have to remember,
at her chest.
Remember where her eyes are at. Make eye contact.
Very appropriate eye contact.
Yeah. Is it cringeworthy, though? I mean, if they...
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're lewd about it. It's like, dude, really?
Quit staring.
There's other parts of me.
It's
very uncomfortable.
See, we know what we're talking about.
Okay, that one was easy. Everybody knew that one.
Checking out other women.
I've had a date get the waitress's telephone number.
Oh, my goodness. Don't do that. I mean, it's okay. I think it's okay to just take a quick
She's also had a guy say, hey, look, I'm sorry, but I want to see how things work out with Mark.
So. No.
I have not.
Wouldn't you say...
His name was Adam.
Wouldn't you say it's okay?
I wasn't using real names.
I know.
Wouldn't you say it's okay to take a quick glance at somebody if they look good?
Probably. I probably do and don't even
realize.
But
don't break your neck turning around looking at the other girl when you got a date.
Another way to make a girl cringe on a date is to have a weird habit. Weird habit. And I mean something like picking scabs or constantly licking your lips.
like that
flirtation video that
don't do that.
Not everybody has
Look
that
at
skill.
You do it. It's just disgusting. Oh!
That wasn't sexy?
No.
Don't do that, guys.
Slobbered
you can't
a
see
bit
that,
there.
But don't do that.
You know, or displaying any other little tics.
Just something unusual. Don't be weird.
Being badly groomed.
Oh, please. Well, yeah, a booger up your nose. So distracting. You got a bat in the
What
cave.
If it's a swamp booger?
Well, comb your hair.
Comb your hair.
Make sure everything's good.
Smell good.
Get the bats out the cave.
Nothing in your teeth.
Smell good.
All right.
Smell good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now, this is cringeworthy.
Uh-huh.
So far, we're pretty accurate.
Yes, sir.
So now you owe us an apology?
No,
we didn't
sir.
Know what we were talking
oh,
about?
Oh, goodness.
All right, here's another one. Assuming that buying her a drink's going to get you some kind of action.
Negative ghostwriter. I'll buy my own drink then.
That's right.
Take three or four drinks, won't it?
That's
oh,
what I was
goodness.
Saying.
That's what he said the other day. I'm just repeating what he said the other day.
Don't blame me.
I'm repeating something Jeff said the other day.
No, that's not,
and he held up his hand and said, it'll take three or four. It was very vivid.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, shut up. let's see. Waiting the obligatory... Waiting 3 days to call. Apparently, that's not a cool thing anymore.
Not in the day of tech...
Back in the Stone Ages when you and I were
back
dating.
Back in the 1900s.
Yeah, back in the 1900s. Two or three days, that was kind of normal because if you call right away, they were like...
You seem desperate.
And if you wait too long past two or three days, then you're waiting too long. Nowadays, you can't do that.
No, the nicest thing ever is to get a text before you even got into your door. Thank you. I had a good time.
A great time. Yeah. So you have to do it immediately now.
Yeah.
Well,
not
if
your
you
butt
don't,
looks good.
They cringe.
Yeah.
Calling too often.
Oh, goodness. I have a mom. I don't need more people calling.
Yeah, helicoptering and calling all the time. And
where are you?
Where are you? What are you doing? Or, what's up?
Who's that man with you? Yeah, my boss?
You know,
you had that happen?
Yeah. Who's that man?
You guys aren't married yet. You're just dating, so you don't want to scare them off.
Correct.
Yeah, you got plenty of ways to scare them off.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's why I have to go online.
Being distracted, just not paying attention.
Looking at
your phone.
Watching the game.
I got to be careful about sports on TV. And
give her your attention.
Yeah.
And then
put your phone away.
Another cringeworthy thing that guys do is just taking over the whole conversation's about them.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about your ex. I really wanted to know all of that.
We did something recently that was talked about the fact that the best guys need to talk a lot less during the day and just shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And you'll hear things that maybe you don't want to hear, and that's a red flag for the guys.
Yeah. We want to keep talking about women, JW?
Well, remember, yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay.
Of course we do. Remember,
we like talking about women.
Yeah, see how you two are engaged in this conversation and left me out? That's a perfect example of what not to do on a date. We're asking your opinions and stuff. No, I'm just, I was showing you.
But it,
okay, keep going.
We'd said something.
Girl.
We said something about the fact that a clunker, if you're driving a clunker, that's going to be a big turn off.
Yeah, and have it cleaned out. Yeah, don't make me put my...
As I said, when I was younger, I had Pintos to begin with, and it seemed like my date ratio went up a big amount when I got my Mustang.
But so did your paycheck.
Actually, I have something on that, because that's what I was going to go to.
Let's not necessarily
to make them cringe, but women and transportation, some statistics along those lines.
All right, teach us, Grandpa.
Well, you know... Some people talk about how women are terrible drivers or whatever. I don't think that's necessarily so.
Okay.
But here are some statistics.
Okay.
The average woman chooses the car color of silver.
They shouldn't do that. That's the color of fog. You'll get ran over.
Features that the average woman seeks in a new car are collision backup sensors, night vision systems, and tire pressure monitoring.
No, I want cup holders and GPS.
Big giant survey. Well, there you go, sir.
I'm not a girl, but I like those backup
monitors
where you can see.
The average man is more into gadgets like that. You know, they want to see the cameras. They want the GPS.
I want the camera.
That kind of stuff. The average woman spends 55 minutes a day in her car.
Why?
Well, she's going back and forth to work, school, taking
Kelly
kids here,
goes
there,
out to
and
the
errands,
parking,
and I don't
Kelly
know.
Kelly goes out to the parking lot and takes a nap. You know this.
I guess. Well, I never really thought of it that way. Yeah.
The average woman's
out driving around.
Yeah.
The average woman travels 29 miles in a day.
Really, taking the kids to this practice, that practice?
56 minutes and 29 miles?
Going to the store.
55 minutes in their car, but 29 miles.
Yeah.
Because you're waiting a lot on kids, I'm assuming, too, probably in there. 8% of women rate kissing as their favorite car activity while on a date. 24% of men rate kissing as their favorite car activity while on a date.
What were the other options?
What are these other women wanting on this activity on the car?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried
now,
about.
Yes, this is a podcast.
Is it like hokey pokey? What?
I'm a little confused.
We're not going to go into that
much detail.
Okay.
69% of women say a car that's a clunker could affect how hot their date seems.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I got a lot more dates when I was younger when I got my Mustang than when I had my first cars, which were Pintos.
Right.
A little trouble getting a girlfriend with a smoking LTD.
Yeah, and one that can blow up when they hit you in the rear end there.
I had a 77 Pontiac Catalina. They would.
They did, didn't you?
Boom.
Boom.
Okay, let's stay on that.
Okay.
That was a little premature.
So thankfully, guys, make sure you got a good car.
And if you don't, just wash it and get a better stereo.
Yeah, that helped. That helped.
Clean it out. Don't make
one of them Krako amplifiers.
Hey, I had some good
Pioneer speakers.
I had some good speakers.
Oh, that's
Altec
awesome.
That's right.
I truly enjoy having my hearing lost in a car.
9% of women say they would borrow a friend's car to impress a guy.
No.
Really?
Only 9%.
9%.
So 91% said they wouldn't.
Wouldn't do that. But 9% said that they would borrow
a car.
12% of men said that they would borrow a friend's car.
Try to impress a girl.
Just wash it. Be proper.
Because what if you get a second date?
Yeah, it's good.
And I got to roll up on a 10-speed next time.
You're hoping
your
to
tricycle.
Have that.
Meet me at the bus stop.
You're hoping to have the second date, so why would you do that?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Back to that clunker thing, though. I skipped a thing. 69% of women said that it would affect how they saw their date. Only 48% of men would it bother them if, you know, she had a hanging door off the back, I guess.
We don't care.
I was going to say that it would be a lower number than that.
We don't care.
68% of women say they would rather ride a bike or walk to work than pay high gas prices.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. 68% of women say they would rather ride a bike or walk to work than pay a hike. I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I don't see a lot of, that seems awful high.
I don't see a lot of women out there riding a bike and walking to work.
Especially when she's coming up here in her heels and whatnot. Right.
Not in Texarkana we couldn't because there's no sidewalks. And you would just die.
But anyway, all right. Well,
I believe it.
And then let's see. So, all right. Well, 68% seems high to me, but
most people
you're our resident female. So
most people I see walking the streets are guys.
Yeah. Well, and
might be women. You just didn't know.
All right. Here's another one. $1,081.60. $1,081.60 is the amount of money a woman would save a year if she biked to work one day a week. So maybe you're right, because women seem to me. I've always seemed to be a little bit smarter with.
So would that be the same amount for men?
Are you ready to give me the, oh, come on, don't do that, John. But I'm going to give you a sexist answer.
Hold okay, on. Please do.
Okay.
Because Jeff isn't thinking of it, so I'm going to give it to you. If the woman saved 1,000.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to. I got your shoes.
Yeah. She's going to go blow it on the wardrobe or something. She's not going to save it. It's not going to happen. She's going to go spend it.
New shoes, makeup.
New shoes, makeup, clothes.
Chex Mix.
Yeah.
So, all right, then. And then finally, the last one I got here, 60% of women say they get road rage.
Oh, yeah.
While 57% of men say they get it.
Oh, no. People just tick me off when they're driving.
Yeah. I believe this one.
You believe that one?
Women get angry
more?
Faster.
But I don't hunt them down and point a pistol at them or anything stupid.
No, but you run them down in a radio station vehicle and flip them off.
I only did that once.
I'd like to speak to the general manager. That's me.
She's only done
I want to tell you.
It was only once.
Only one time.
I honked my horn at her. And she flipped me off.
Well, you shouldn't honk the dang horn.
That's right.
But no, that's it. We don't want to upset anybody any more than that, I think, so far today.
I think we've done good today.
Yeah, we needed to get an updated podcast up in here.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Hey, should we put out like an invitation? Somebody wants to come be on a podcast? Just email Anna at AMI.
I was not
releasing
my email address.
.com. Anna@ami-texarkana.com. Would that be okay with you?
Sure.
Well, or JW@ami-texarkana.com.
I don't know why you're upset. I've seen
I've got that contest out.
Thing about Anna be my Valentine.
I know. That's why I didn't want my email address out there. Or the fact I'm driving the station car, you guys.
We didn't tell nobody.
Oh, I didn't say a word. What are you talking about?
Last thing we would do is put that on the radio, Anna.
Okay, just on a podcast.
We didn't put your phone number on there.
No.
903. What's your number?
You're
again?
The one up on the Facebook and what else were you saying earlier?
Oh, Tinder. Yeah, that's.
Are you on Tinder?
I am on Tinder. It's so funny. You should see the bad pictures like that.
No, I should not see
them.
Oh,
my God. You have to see what yesterday's was.
Oh, really?
There was a guy.
Is it clean?
That all you can see.
Show it to us.
Is it clean?
Well, I'll get my phone.
Okay. Go get it. We'll wait on you.
If it's clean, I'll look at it.
It's not really clean.
Well, I don't think I want to look at it.
with my daughters and everybody, man, and these women, I hear the things that men send them.
Uh-huh.
You know, is like, I'd try something like Hey Hot Stuff. You know what I mean? It never occurred to me to take my pants off and send a photo like, what you think?
Yeah, it's kind of
okay.
It's just, I mean, so, but did they come up with that on their own? Or did they have somebody go, you know what you ought to do?
Yeah, well, somebody advised them to
do you that? Ought to just take a picture and send it to
them. I don't think so. I just don't think so.
Well, no, it's pretty gross. I have to find it. I may have dumped it already.
Let's hope so, Anna.
Oh, no, here you go.
You know, you know where to find a good man? Church.
What is that?
Oh,
it's a link.
No, but what is...
He's wearing a skirt.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It looks like a...
And he's 44, and his name is B.
His name is B. He's
44. And he thinks that's going to help him
in Texarkana?
I don't think he was really looking for women.
I don't know what he's looking for.
Yes, Texarkana. This is the degenerates I deal with.
Well, maybe you should delete your Tinder account.
I'm thinking.
Isn't that supposed to be like just... That's not like for like relationships, I don't think.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's
and
for
Bumble.
Like very, very temporary
relationships. Well, according to this picture.
Have you tried Match.com or whatever it is?
I can't pay for that. I don't make enough money.
eHarmony.
eHarmony, Match.com.
I need money to do that.
Why don't you just, you can go to church.
That's which, not going to happen.
A lot of good guys
just
at church.
Get on Craigslist or whatever.
You can't do that anymore.
I wonder why.
I did a story about that.
Okay.
Oh, well. All right. So that's podcasting for today, whatever today is.
Yeah, whatever day you're looking at.
Don't show me that again. Gosh.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
But the
weird.
Thing is, he's got a skirt and like garter. See. What is that? What do you call those things?
Just stockings.
Stockings with the garter stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call those.
He was trying to.
I think it wasn't for women. I think he was. This was not for women. I don't know. Should we put a picture up with the podcast?
No.
Yeah, why not? No. Just don't put his name on there.
His face's not on there. Yeah, we'll blur that part out.
If he's proud of it.
We'll make him prouder.
I'm going to tell him right now he should not be. But if he's proud of it. Really, I mean, you might want to do a little research before you send yours out there into the world.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he think it was going to get with that picture?
Well, that's, what I'm, that's just why I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
I don't know what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Any smaller, he'd just need a skirt.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.